All right. The next item, item four, Edwin Morris.
Good job, Ken.
Raise it.
Kathy, I'd like to go right to the slides, please. Thank you. Mr. Edwin Morris and Mr. George Powell request authorization to change the status of a private pier to a joint-use pier and expand that pier to include a 70-by-6 extension, 40-by-12-foot decked area, and two 24-by-14 open-sided boathouses adjacent to Mr. Morris's property situated along the Coast River in York County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Go ahead and go right to the slides. That's all right with everyone. Property is located here along the Pocosin River. Just upstream would be the dam for the Hartwood Mill Reservoir. You'll see this feature here on all of my photographs. Mr. Morris and his adjacent property owner have submitted this application to change Mr. Morris's pier, which is here, from private to joint use. So Mr. Morris's property, Mr. Powell's property, is here in the trees. They want to include, lengthen and expand the pier, include a pierhead and two boathouses with associated finger piers. There's a county drainage easement down the shared property line, which prevents construction of a shared pier on the property line extended, which is why the pier is entirely within Mr. Morris's area. Project is protested by an adjacent property owner, Mr. Valentine. That's his property here. Mr. Valentine is concerned with the reduction of his property value, the loss of his view, and he's concerned about the type of roofing materials that are proposed because he does not believe they're in keeping with the architecture of the neighborhood. This is a closer shot of the overhead. You'll see the existing pier here, which will be extended out this way with boathouses on either side. I'll show you the drawings in a moment. And again, Mr. Valentine's property here, adjacent property owner. The Army Corps of Engineers has issued a regional permit number 17 for this project, and no other agencies have commented on the project. Again, the plan view drawing of the proposed pier, you'll see that property line extended, Mr. Powell, Mr. Morris, Mr. Valentine here to the right. This is the existing pier here. They'll extend the pier out, have a deck area here, two slips with boathouses on either side, to be shared, one boathouse for each gentleman's family. So ground shot of existing conditions from Mr. Morris's backyard and then looking to the right at the Valentine property. Summary and recommendations. The boathouses appear to be reasonably sized. Together, they both total less than 700 square feet, and the proposed open-sided design should minimize any visual impacts associated with the structures. Commission staff is generally supportive of shared use piers since they reduce the encroachment over both tidal wetlands and over state owned submerged lands. There are special considerations, however, when evaluating a joint use pier. Those include the location of the pier in relation to the users, square footage of the proposed pier, and the relationship of the potential future users of that pier should the property change hands at some time in the future. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of this project against the concerns of those expressed by opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends approval with the following special conditions. The existing T-head portion of the pier shall be removed to a width equal to that of the existing pier. Proposed 40 by 12 section, which is 480 square feet, shall be reduced to no greater than 400 square feet, as permitted under Section 28.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia, which will be included starting July 1st. Should Mr. Powell or his successors in title elect to construct a pier within their own riparian area, the boathouse and associated finger piers on the eastern side of the pier, presumably constructed for Mr. Powell's use, must be removed, and the pier will revert to the sole use of Mr. Morris or his successors. In conditioning the approval as indicated above, the pier shared by Morris and Powell families can easily be converted to a private pier for the sole use of Mr. Morris or his successors, and that pier would then be consistent with the provisions set out in 28.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia. And I'll go ahead and give an example of what it is that staff is recommending. We would recommend that these portions of the T-head be removed. So this would be a uniform 6-foot width all the way out. This is just an example. Remove a 12-by-7 section out here, which would leave this portion at 400 square feet. And again, the portion that staff is referring to, that should the Powell family or the next family to live at that address decide they want their own pier, that this portion of the pier and that boathouse be removed. Although staff does not have the authority to determine riparian area, only the Court of Chancery can do that. This is, if you take property line extended, which the agent has done here, staff could reasonably conclude that the remaining pier would be most likely within Mr. Morris's riparian area and could then be revert to a private pier. This removal of the 12-by-7 is just a suggestion by staff. I don't know that staff has grave concerns about what shape this 400 square feet has to be. I would leave that up to the applicants if they weren't in agreement with staff's recommendations to remove the small portion out here on the end. And with that, that concludes my presentation. Are there any questions for me?
Any questions for the commission? Mr. Farr?
Yes, sir.
In removing the existing T-head,
yes, sir.
Are there structural elements that might make that operation difficult? In other words, would you have to...
I don't know that I could address that, but I do know that Mr. Powell and Mr. Morris's contractor is here. He could probably address that question for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yes,
is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir.
Referring to me, the gentleman protesting is Mr. Valentine.
No, I want to hear first from the applicant.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And then the applicant, and then anyone in favor, and then we'll hear from the protestants.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Are you the applicant?
No, sir. I am the agent slash contractor for this.
Okay. You swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Is the applicant present, and does he wish
yes,
to
sir,
speak?
Yes, sir, he is. Both of them are.
Do they wish to speak?
Yes, sir, as well as Dan Morris, a son.
Okay. State your full name for the record.
My full name is Robert Sidney Holloway. I'm the agent slash contractor for Mr. Morris and Mr. Powell, and I would like to address the staff recommendations, please. The applicants have been sharing this pier since its construction in 1985. At that time, each family was going through the permit process for individual piers. During the process, they decided to pool their resources and build one pier. Because of a York County drainage easement, the pier could not be built on the property line. It was decided to build it on the Morris side so that easier access could be provided for Mr. Morris's handicapped son. Mr. Morris's son, Butch, is quadriplegic, and the Morris house and property were built entirely to accommodate his needs. A concrete path was provided, which has a smooth transition to the pier. Rails were installed on the pier to make it safe for Butch to use. Both families have enjoyed this pier for 21 years. In that time, Mr. Morris Mr. Morris's other sons have grown and had children of their own, as has Mr. Powell's five children grown and had children of their own. When you combine this with family friends, you have a bunch of people wanting to use this pier. The original pier has gotten cramped. Additionally, in the last 20 years, the river has silted in nearly 2 feet. The families decided it was time to enlarge the pier and try to get into a little deeper water. I also live on this section of Bacosin River, and I am just downriver of their property. They contacted me and asked me to look into adding on to the pier. I first contacted Tracy to see what was required to permit this as a joint pier and to add on to it. She advised that if it wasn't permitted as such originally, that it would have to be done now and would actually be considered a commercial pier. When we looked back, we found that there was an agreement between the two parties, but that the pier was in fact not permitted as a joint pier. In October of 2005, I submitted the JPA to change the status of the pier to joint and to permit our proposed additions. In December of 2005, we received the RP 17 permit from the Corps of Engineers. In January of 2006, we received the acknowledgement letter dated January 3, 2006 from the Commission, which also provided our permit number. This letter asked for 4 additional items. Hopefully you have a copy of my handwritten response letter dated January 9, 2006, in which you will see that each item is addressed. Since I work in Bacosin, Lower Gloucester, and York County exclusively, I only deal with Tracy and Chip. If there's anything unusual about a GPA I'm about to submit, I will call in person and give them a heads up. Such was the case with this application. Because of 20 years of contention between Mr. Valentine and Mr. Morris, I advised Tracy of the likely process of Mr. Valentine. We did provide a signed neighbor form for Mr. Russell, who neighbors Mr. Powell. Additionally, I have a letter of support from Mr. Everett Davis, who lives on the opposite side of Mr. Valentine. And I have copies of these if y'all would like them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Since there was an unresolved protest, we were advised that the application would be heard by the board. While we waited for a hearing to be scheduled, Tracy made a site visit and met with Mr. Morris. I also talked to her several times about the application as well, as I tend to bug her when things are progressing. In each conversation, we were advised that if there had not been a protest, then the project would most likely have been approved. She further advised that she would recommend approval at the commission meeting. We were added to the May 23rd agenda at the last minute. In a phone conversation with Tracy on Friday, May 12th, 2006, she advised that during their staff meeting, it had been decided to recommend the special conditions that she has explained to you. I talked to Mr. Morris and Mr. Powell over the weekend and then faxed their concerns to Tracy in a letter on Monday, May 14th, 2006. Enclosed with my letter are 4 printouts from the American with Disabilities Act website to show how much room is needed to turn a wheelchair. Mr. Morris and Mr. Powell feel that besides being fiscally responsible with the joint pier, they're also being environmentally responsible by reducing encroachment over state waters. They wish to reiterate that their proposed boathouses combined are less than 700 square feet. The request for the larger pierhead is based on the desire to provide safe access for use for their families, which include 1 totally disabled member and 1 handicapped member. Mr. Morris and Mr. Powell believe that after jumping through all the hoops to have the pier status changed to joint/commercial use, the staff is unfairly requiring a reduction in deck size based on what may or may not happen in the future. It would appear that staff is penalizing the applicants for not being able to build directly on the property line. I would ask that the board members please consider the applicants' concerns during their decision making. And if you have any questions, I shall try to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Holloway. Any questions from the commission?
Chairman,
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I have one. You submitted this letter with the ADA information on wheelchairs, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
What specific justification do you have, though, for increasing the T-head beyond 400 square feet?
Well, number one, it's a joint community pier, which means that the private pier new rules will not apply to it in general. Number two, we have two large families who – with one man who is in a wheelchair completely, and his dad will explain a little bit more of that to you, which might make it a little clearer when he comes up here. But the amount of room that it takes for Mr. Morris's son's wheelchair, in addition to Mr. Morris, who has to use a scooter to get around because of his handicap, combined with the families that will be using a pier at any time, we believe would justify that amount of room. Additionally, when we filed for this permit originally, the cap was 250 square feet for a private pier. Of course, it's been since changed to 400 square foot. And I based the room on that pier based on a little bit less than what two 250 square foot piers would cost or would take up space wise. And that's where we came up with that amount of space for that pier.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Mr. Morris?
Good morning.
Mr. Morris, good to see you. Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. State your full name for the record.
Edwin A. Morris, Sr., 208 Hollywood Boulevard, Grafton, Virginia, 23692.
You've heard the presentation from staff and also Mr. Holloway's comments. Did you have anything you'd like to add to the commission?
Yes, I would like to add the fact that my son, who has been a quadriplegic for over 28 years, deeply enjoys going to the dock. Unfortunately, I have to use a scooter now. The additional space we requested was so that we wouldn't have so much congestion at the dock. I have a picture, I don't know how to use this thing here, that I'd like to submit of my son in his wheelchair, which requires a special wheelchair, a wheelchair that is called a layback, and it lays completely down to relieve pressure from his backside. This is required every 45 to 50 minutes in the day, in every hour that he's in his wheelchair. When that chair is laid back, it's much longer than this scooter is. It takes up a lot of room. Secondly, there seems to be some question as to whether Mr. Powell and I are going to sell our property. We went to, the Morrises went to a great expense to build this home in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, including ramps, wide doors, extra large rooms. We intend to stay there until we pass away. I have a picture of my son that I would also like to have put up here. Entering Mr. Powell's residence because he built the dock. I mean, he built the ramp so that my son could come over and visit. We're very close friends. I ask that you give favorable consideration to the extension of this pier as submitted. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Any questions for Mr. Morris from the commission? Thank you, sir. Mr. Holloway, do you have another speaker? Come right on up.
Good morning.
Morning. You swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. State your full name for the record.
Daniel S. Morris, Mr. Morris's son. I just wanted to reiterate what you've already heard here. I live about a mile from my parents. My other brother lives about 3 miles from my parents. In the summer, the focal point of our activities is at the house and on the water. And with my kids, I have a couple kids. My brother has a couple kids. Mr. Powell obviously has kids. With my father in his scooter and my brother in the wheelchair, they really need the extra space in order to enjoy the pier. I just wanted to share.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have another speaker?
How you do?
Swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you, God. Thank you. State your full name.
George Matthew Spall, the fourth. 122 Breezy Point Drive. Here in Grafton. I've lived there 24 years. 21 years ago, we went through the process of getting all the permits and so forth and building this joint use dock, which we've enjoyed for a number of years. Ms. Marcia's son, Butch, likes to come out and watch his nephews on water skiing and so forth. So this dock is a very major focal point of his life. So I think that we ought to be able to come up with something to accommodate his son as well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, does anyone else wish to speak in favor of this application? All right, Mr. Valentine, you want to speak in opposition? Is anyone else in opposition? Okay.
Come on.
You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God.
I do, sir.
Thank you. State your full name.
Okay. My name is Christopher R. Valentine. I live at 206 Hollywood Boulevard, Grafton, Virginia. I'm the neighbor of Mr. Morris, Jason Neighbor. What I'd like to provide you is just a quick synopsis of how events, materialize in this thing. First, I've got no problem with the project in itself. It's no problem. I've got two small issues that I think should be resolved, hopefully could be resolved. First one is a minor one, is the shingles. I think that right now the project calls for creating on the two roofs, the two separate boat structures, utilizing galvanized steel. Personally, I don't like the looks of galvanized steel. I can also say that because the developer, the contractor, Robert back there, he actually has a galvanized steel roof on his boathouse on the other side of the river, and to me it's unsightly. All the remaining boathouses in our community, and there are six of them all along the road there that have roofs, have designer shingles matching the houses. It looks nice. Aesthetically, it's pleasing. Again, two boathouses with an aluminum roof reflecting off the sun because it's coming in the east, I don't like it. That's number one. The second issue is the size of it. It's a big footprint. It totals 44 feet wide, not the fact it goes out 70-something feet. If you look at my dock, when that thing goes out there, it's going to be big. It's a big footprint. I have no problem with utility. The only thing I would like to see, and at the initial time when they sent the letter back, I said, remove one of the boathouses. But as Mr. Holloway pointed out, that doesn't do you good. If you still have a lift there, it's still going to be kind of a big footprint with the lift there. So, in conversation, after talking to Tracy West, I was trying to arbitrate this to come up with a solution because Mr. Holloway apparently didn't want to do that in his correspondence with me. So I went to Tracy West, and I said, can we resolve this? She got Mr. Powell to give me a call and say, what do you want to do? We spoke about it, and I said, look, I'm trying to compromise here. You know, the roof, I don't like it. I think it's nice if you build it in conformance with the neighborhood, like everybody else has a shingle roof. Put a shingle roof on, please. Secondly, I said, look, if you shift the whole thing over, keep the two boathouses, shift the project over about 16 feet further away from me, closer to Mr. Powell's property. Okay? Just to shift it over. That might solve two problems, actually. Shift it over to me, get it closer away from me. It's imposing that close to me when you start bringing it that close. If you shift the 16 feet over, it's in front of Mr. Powell's property, and it may in the future serve the purpose of if you ever have to cut that line in the property, which I heard earlier, you may be able to save the boathouse and the ramp and let them put his own ramp out there. That's it. I have two minor grievances, again. I don't think they're major. I don't think it should stop the project, but I think it should be considered that they're my opinions, and they're very subjective. But in summation, I ask that the reason and influence be used in determination because I contend that no utility is lost in the recommendations I made. Changing a metal roof to a shingle roof, no utility lost. Shifting the entire project, if you look at the diagrams, the specs on it, 16-foot left still becomes the total square footage they would have had, regardless of what that comes out to be. Okay, and there's still no loss of navigation. All it does, it puts it a little further in Mr. Powell's front view. If water view is not important, I don't see why we just couldn't shift it. Again, aesthetically, it gives me a little more buffer between the units, and I think it would make everybody happy with no loss of utility whatsoever. I'd just like you to consider that before you make a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Mr. Fox.
Yes. Mr. Valentine, if you shift it 16 feet, it's my understanding this is just an extension of an existing pier if you're going to shift 16 feet to the left.
Correct.
You've got to rebuild the whole pier. Is that right?
No. I'd have to show you a diagram. If you have the original diagram, just take where the fork is. Where is it? This is my guess on how to do it. I don't have a pointer over here. Just take this section here. Okay? I'm right over here. My chair is here, and I'm looking at this large structure. I'm in here now. I've got a 200-foot extension being built here later on. But I'm going to be out to the river without even thing. But nevertheless, this blocking view, massive view, if you just take this here, shift this whole thing over. So this dock lines up with this finger pier. Then you can go out to the large pier and over here. And then, now it's more Mr. Powell's dock. He's taking a little bit away from me. He gets to look at more of his dock, and I get to look at less of his dock. It's only fair. Give and take. That's all this is all about. I mean, there's no reason for you to ask for me for my permission what I thought about this if you didn't want some response to me. My response is, I don't think the metal roof is in coordination with or conjunction with the community, which it's not. We'll walk down our community. It's 6 more boathouses, all shingles. Yeah, except for Mr. Holloway on the other side. He's got a metal roof. And the other thing is that the size of it, seeing that it's so big, it's 2 boathouses in one, right next door. Shift it to the left a little bit. This makes sense.
Any other questions from the commission? All right. Thank you, Mr. Valentine.
You're welcome.
All right. Mr. Morris, you have 2 minutes to respond to anything that he said, or you can have your agent do it, either one of you.
Tracy, can we get the picture back up to the aerial shots you had? When you took all the piers and it shows the whole river area?
Right here.
Have you got one that shows the opposite shore also?
No, not the
height. Let's try that one. A couple of points I'd like to make if I could. This picture kind of identifies what I'm saying here. This section of river is huge. I mean, it's 1,000 or 1,200 feet across. It's a big open area. We're not talking about an area up in a little cove where there's boathouses on top of boathouses. Mr. Valentine has permitted a 200-foot pier addition of his own, which he has yet to start construction on, but I assume will happen in the not-too-distant future, which will, in fact, put his pier in past where my client's pier will be once the 70-foot addition is completed on his. She doesn't have pictures of the opposite shore, but the opposite shore over there was Taylor Farm. George L. Smith owns some of the property. Taylor Farm owns some of the other property. 75 acres of that has been sold to a developer. He's in the process of putting a subdivision in there. Currently, Jimmy Taylor is permitting a pier to put out there now, and there's going to be additional piers and boathouses. I feel fairly certain in the not-too-distant future come over there. I don't want to say I don't sympathize with Mr. Valentine's concerns. I just don't feel like they're justified in this case. This pier is a long ways from his pier. And I,
how do you feel about the suggestion that you move the T over some?
To be honest with you, Mr. Pruitt, I would have to sit down and play with it on paper just to see how it would work. I can't really envision that in my head. I'm not certain that, I don't know. I'd have to sit down and draw it to scale and see if it would work in that regard.
How about his other concern about the shingles?
Aesthetically pleasing, as I told him in a letter I sent to him, is kind of like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. We build right many boathouses, and we've done quite a few metal roofs, including my own. I have built several of the boathouses around him, including Mr. Davis's, which is next door to him, which, by the way, he did not object to. But it's,
excuse me, sir. I don't want to debate here. He's speaking for the commission.
It does have a shingle roof, no question about it. It's 24 feet in length. It's pretty much the same size as we're building for Mr. Morris and Mr. Pruitt, Mr. Morris and Mr. Powell, except that it's going to have a metal roof. Again, I can't dictate people's tastes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ms.
Fox.
In the proposal that Tracy's put forward to remove the existing T-head,
yes, sir.
Are there structural members there that would make that process difficult?
If possible. I didn't build the pier originally, but from looking at it, I believe the piles were set on center where there's one in the center, so we'd have to change some piles around to make it work probably, yes, sir. But, again, that's, you know, we're builders. We can handle that if we have to.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Thank you very much. The matter is now before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
I have one more question for Tracy. If she could just call up that overhead slide that whereby you depict the amount that you wanted, you recommended removing.
Yes, sir.
If we could look at that, please. Thank you. Now the actual size of the open sided boathouses on each side are going to be approximately 24 feet in length, right? So they're not going to go beyond the length of those finger piers. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding.
Okay. So there would still be, if you remove the 12x7 off the end, there would still be a T-head extension that goes beyond the length of the boathouses.
Yes, sir.
Right. There's your, okay.
There. Yes, there's still.
All right. So I guess what I'm getting at is the length there doesn't appear to be necessary or functional for the effective use of the boathouses, right? In other words, the additional length, the 12x7 that's proposed, is not integral to the boathouse.
I would concur with that statement, but I would ask that you also maybe ask the agent just to see how he maybe would like to comment on that statement.
Okay, well then I'll do that if I can, Mr. Chairman. If I can just ask the agent if he could clarify that.
All right, Mr. Holloway, could you come up again, please?
All right, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question specific to that length that's being proposed to be removed from the end, that if that's removed, there would still be a T-head extension that goes beyond the length of the boathouses, because the length of the boathouses is 24 feet.
Yes, sir.
So is there any additional justification for that 12x7 foot length there, or is there any loss of use relative to the boathouse?
We wanted to have a little bit of area that we could put a step down pier in for low tide use and still be able to accommodate the applicant's son's wheelchair. Obviously, he's not going to be able to use a step down.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Holloway. All right. Any other questions or comments from the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have several comments. I guess the first would be with respect to the concern about the metal roof on the boathouses. I mean, it's been my experience that we're not normally in the business of regulating architectural materials unless they are inconsistent somehow with best management practices. For example, in shoreline hardening projects and things like that, where we're debating riprap versus bulkheads and things of that nature, then architectural elements do come into play. But I feel like that's extra jurisdictional here. It's not something we typically regulate. So I wouldn't be comfortable telling them that they have to use a certain color or type of material there. But with respect to the shape and size of the pier, staff has recommended removing that existing T-head. I guess the concern I have about that is that this is a special situation where we have to accommodate the handicap use of the pier, and you'd want to allow for the possibility that two wheelchairs or a wheelchair and a scooter might have to pass one another. And it seems to me that might serve some function there to allow for that. So I would be comfortable leaving that, but I don't think that there is significant justification for the additional length at the end of that T-head. I think staff is justified in trying to limit that to the 400 feet as per the code that'll be in effect July 1. So at this point, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that the project be approved with the conditions specified by staff and requiring the removal of the 12x7 foot portion of the T-head, but allowing the existing T-head to remain as per this photograph.
You've heard the motion. Is there a second?
Second the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded by Mr. Garrison. Further discussion to the motion?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Garrison.
I think in a situation like this, as Mr. Robbins said, we stretch the issue because we're working with handicapped situations here.
Anyone else? Any comments to the motion? I would have to concur with that, Mr. Garrison, because if we're going to err, there's no environmental issue here, and if we're going to err, we ought to err on the side of the handicap. It's not easy getting around on a daily basis anyway, and anything we can do to help them, I think we ought to do it.
It's a state law. We have to take care of handicapped people.
Not a state law, but it's a moral law.
Well, it's a state law. You have to have handicap ramps in all public buildings.
Well, but that's not a public dock. Mr. Fox.
Mr. Robbins' motion is adapting Tracy's, let's say, suggestion to remove the 12x7 top. Don't we really just want to limit them to 400 square feet and let them build any shape they want?
Mr. Chairman, I think it ought to be limited to 400 square feet, but I think it ought to be as per this drawing so that we have a record. Or it could be conditional upon receipt approval of a drawing by staff whereby the T-head shall not exceed 400 feet. I mean, I think we could make that conditional, and I'd be open to that.
Ms. Garrison?
Yes.
Okay. That's part of the motion. Any further discussion to the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? And the motion carries, and thank you all very much, and both parties, for your presentations. Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is Tanner Landing Associates. That's you again, Tracy.
Michelle, I'd like to go right to the slides, please. This is a formal restoration hearing concerning unauthorized channel dredging and failure.